It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Anita Tulp. She's the director of our Valley City Barnes County Public Library. Anita, nice to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Boy, it's some great news. Yesterday, the library, at least it was released in a press release yesterday, the library received a $10,000 gift from the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Boy, you've got to be pretty excited about this gift, Anita. Tell us about the focus behind it.
Well, we are really excited. And at first, when I got the notice last week, and, you know, of course, I was kind of skeptical because I really didn't know if it was true or not. And then, but we continued to get emails and confirmation that, yeah, this is a real thing. And the Carnegie Corporation of New York has decided to celebrate the signing of our Declaration of Independence, the 250 years next year, in a way that is very unique, and they are supporting libraries through that promotion. And so each library that is a Carnegie library, which Andrew Carnegie provided funds for the buildings, will receive that $10,000 gift. So we're excited. We should be getting that in January, and we are looking forward to planning some fun events for our community. And there's really no restrictions on the funds. We can use them, you know, for fun events, and we can use them to further our mission and vision for the library, or we can use it for, you know, something else. But for us, we really want to make this a community thing, and we want the community to be a part of it. So it's exciting for us to be able to do that.
Anita, let's have you talk a little bit about the Tuesday Club, because this is how it all started back at the turn of the century, their tireless efforts. Tell us about the Tuesday Club and how this became a reality for Valley City.
Well, I believe it was like in 1897 when the Tuesday Club came up with the idea that they really wanted to bring some culture and education into Valley City, and they thought the best way to do that was to have a public library. And that way, everybody would have access to a lot of different kinds of information and ways to enhance their life. So they started that fund with the little bit of money they had left after they paid their dues as a club, which was 10 cents. So that's where it started, and they kind of chuckled over that, but they took it to heart the next year, and they started doing fundraisers. And I mean, they did everything from holding music venues and concerts and sales and bake sales, and you know, they asked people to donate items that they sold, and they had art shows, and I mean, just numerous events. They served lunches for people and did all kinds of things. And I can't imagine all the work that they did, because that sounds, you know, overwhelming to me right now. But it was very impressive at the time, I'm sure. But I think that they realized that this, you know, was going to take a very long time to come up with the funds needed to build a building and those type of things. So they decided to ask Andrew Carnegie to help them, because I'm sure that they had heard that he was building libraries. And they didn't get very far. They sent a couple of letters, and it got as far as to like his secretary, and she said he doesn't have time, and so he never got the correspondence. So they decided to not give up on that, and so they helped or asked the governor at that time, Governor White, to help them. And so he wrote a letter to Andrew Carnegie, and that letter got through. And so that's how it began. And they had to go through all kinds of stipulations and stuff, because the city had to have the land, and the city had to agree to support the library and everything in the future. And then that way, Andrew Carnegie would agree to give the funds for the building. So then the funds that the Tuesday Club raised was used to furnish the building and to buy all the books that they could at that time. So, yes, it's wonderful that we still have this in our community because, you know, he built like 1,681 libraries across the country, and there's only about 750, I think it was, that are still in their actual buildings. So it's amazing to me that, you know, to see that history still recognized, and that the Carnegie Corporation is celebrating that, his gift to our country, and his idea of furthering education, and, you know, that education is for everybody, not just for those who are rich and can afford education. So it's amazing that, you know, even in our community was so dedicated to bringing that to Valley City, and it's just a great story to tell.
It's a great story, and it's quite an honor. Now, there's a few more details on our website, newsdakota.com, with the story. I was able to link the Carnegie Libraries website at carnegielibraries.org. I have it linked on News Dakota, and I opened it up, and it's so neat that right on the home page is the Valley City Library and one of the musical events that we had at our Valley City Library on the national website. So
I saw that too.
Yeah, so yeah, that's pretty awesome. Special. Thanks to Hilde Van Giesel for submitting that. But super to have us center now on that website. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, and you can go on there, and there's like an interactive map, and you can see like all the libraries across the country that he built. And I think there were a total of 11 that he built in North Dakota. So I think there's only like 3 left that are still functioning as libraries in North Dakota. So we're just totally excited to be one of them, and we're so excited that we have, you know, last year we had the big restoration project, and we're so happy now that we did that because it really honors him in that way too.
There is Anita Tulp, the director of our Valley City Barnes County Public Library, talking about the $10,000 gift from the Carnegie Corporation of New York, the foundation established by Andrew Carnegie. They'll receive that gift in January. And we'll have more about that coming up on additional Voice of the Valleys here on KOVC.